Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to.
Hi and welcome. I'm Angela Loeb and thanks for joining me for this third installment of the Four Agreements. It's a series that I'm doing and it's based on the book by Miguel Ruiz. Now, during the last couple of episodes, I covered be impeccable with your word and don't take things personally. Today, it's about the third agreement, don't make assumptions. Now, making assumptions is an ingrained habit, one that's very difficult to change. And today I'm going to talk about this powerful agreement, what it's about, and then how it is such a useful habit to change. Now, Ruiz, he summarizes don't make assumptions like this in his book. He says, find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. So you see, don't make assumptions is a big concept, so much so that Ruiz says that when you master it, you can completely transform your life. For me, I know it has, though admittedly it's been a slow process, and of course, I haven't mastered it yet. But of all the agreements, this is one that gets pretty thorny, and that's because don't make assumptions can mean so many things, at least just when you look at the title, don't make assumptions. It can mean, of course, like he talks about, clear communication with yourself and others, detaching from outcomes, stopping yourself from doing what psychologists call projection, when you project how you expect the other person to act into their actions and you're projecting on them, recognizing that you're capable of a limitless mind, and bringing awareness to ego perceptions and reactions. I think it's what Eckhart Tolle calls the pain body, and Buddhists refer to it as having hooks. So when you make assumptions, it's like you're being hooked into something that may or may not be true, so watching out for that. But basically, making assumptions is something that we do, all of us do, all day long, from the time we wake up to the time our conscious mind dozes off again. And hey, let's face it, there are many assumptions we must make, like we assume that the sun will rise and it'll set like it always does, right? I mean, one day the sun will maybe not do that, at least that's what the scientists tell us, but it's not meant to happen in this lifetime, so there you have it. A safe assumption that the sun will rise and it'll set every day. Though part of me wants to go all existential here about the sun, I won't. This is not what Ruiz means by making assumptions. No, what he really is referring to in his phrasing about communication is the assumptions that we make with the other people we encounter. We assume we get them and that they get us. We can especially fall into this trap with the people that are closest to us. Sometimes we go so far as to assume that they can read our minds because we think, you know, our way is the only way to think, or most of the time it's because we've lived with them and around them for so long we assume they should know us by now. Then we turn around and we see them through the prism of our thoughts, project on them what we think about things, and assume we understand them. That is what Ruiz really means when he's talking about communicating with others as clearly as you can. Now, what really makes this super challenging is, guess what? The only way we can see anything is through our own eyes, through our own experiences that lead to our assumptions. We can't get into someone's head. We can't see the world their way, not exactly. It's just not physically possible. And even if we could, like we had some sort of, you know, sudden telepathic powers, who's to say we'd really understand what they were thinking? We might know what they're saying or thinking, but we may not understand it because we've not shared their exact experiences. And we all bring our own experiences to understand what we can, right? I mean, look, I'm an American white woman who has lived in this current era of now, and if I get to be in a centenarian like I hope I can be, then my life, this era now, would be between 1965 and 2065. So I can study history, but I can't fully and truly understand what it would be like to live in a different era as a white woman. For example, in the U.S., it wasn't until 1920 when women were finally granted the right to vote. 1920, less than 100 years ago. And I can't even imagine not having that right. I have no idea what my great-grandmother would have felt not to have any say whatsoever, and how tempting it would be to make the assumption that she even cared about having a say, because I care so much about it. Who knows? Maybe she simply accepted that it was just the way things are. Maybe she tended to her home and her kids and was content to leave such decisions to the men in her life. I have no idea. I just know how I think and feel about it and how much I appreciate having the right to vote. So it's the same thing, right, when you think about it. I don't know what it's like to be a man. I don't know what it's like to be a different race. I'm an American who can't really understand what it would be like to grow up in New Zealand, or to what it's like to be a Norwegian. I mean, even if I watch interviews with people who have had other experiences, or I read their firsthand life stories, I'm still bringing to it my own perspective, right? So how do we do this thing Ruiz is suggesting? If we can't fully understand someone, how do we do it? It's not about perfection, being perfect in this case, because it's like impossible really to get in someone's head and not make assumptions about what you think they're thinking. So in my opinion, it's about working toward making less and less assumptions. Notice he doesn't say never make assumptions. He's not telling you to attain the impossible. What he's doing is he's just saying don't make them. Don't make assumptions. So he's cautioning us to do our best to avoid projecting our perceptions onto others. So when you avoid projecting your perceptions onto others, you're better able to detach from a potential emotional charge that you might have, or that person might have, or might not have. They might not even intend an emotional charge. Also, you aren't jumping to any conclusions until you've listened with clarity, until you've actively listened to them. And to practice active listening, it requires you to listen with full attention. You ask questions and you paraphrase, you repeat what it was that they said to check for clear understanding. And when the other person agrees that you've understood them, you know, they're the ones that tell you so that you're not making assumptions, right? If you have expressed a desire to understand them and asking them questions and getting that clear understanding, then the communication is less ambiguous. It's more harmonious. And it's easier to talk about and make perfect sense with each other. That's, you know, not always easy to do. It requires a commitment to the cultivation of habit and loving, undistracted focus. So when you're really focused with them, I mean, I say loving because the person you are actively listening to feels cared for. Your attempt to understand is a powerful way of showing caring to another person. So that's the part of communication that is listening without making assumptions. Ruiz also talks about finding courage to express what you really want, to express what you really mean. I interpret this to mean that we must not make assumptions that we are being heard in the way we mean to be heard. So don't just say what it is that you say and just assume that the other person understands you. This requires responsibility for your voice. And if you're misunderstood, it means that the issue might be the other person's miscomprehension, or it might be your miscommunication. It could be both, actually. So don't make assumptions about this either, because that's only a distraction, and it can cause an artificial emotional charge for the egos involved, including yours. Instead, take responsibility, because if the other person has miscomprehended, it means that you have, nevertheless, whether you meant to or not, miscommunicated. Now, here's a light thing that I want to share with you. It made an impression on me when I was young. It was this little moment in my childhood. Perhaps this is where the seeds of this whole idea was kind of planted, because I feel like I've been working on this communication thing, you know, all my life. They say that it was typical for many X-generation people like me to have two parents that worked, and that is if the two parents were still married. Well, in my case, I fit the description. My mom started working full-time when I was in the sixth grade, and being the oldest, I was in charge of my three siblings after school until my mom or dad got home, usually when my mom got home. And there were restrictions on playing outside or having friends over when the grown-ups weren't there. So after my brother and sisters and I finished our homework and our house chores, we'd watch television. Now, sociologists, by the way, have a term for this phenomenon, American culture, back in the 1980s when I was that age. And they called us latchkey children. Man, they sure can find a label for everything, can't they? So here we were latchkey children, we were watching TV, and we were really into, or probably too much into television as a reward, and we watched old reruns of old shows like The Brady Bunch and The Odd Couple, and that was after the Tom and Jerry cartoons were over. So one of my earliest and fondest memories was learning about assumptions is from a television show, and it was from The Odd Couple with Tony Randall and Jack Klugman. There's this scene, and I tracked this down over the internet once and found out that the episode is called My Strife in Court. And Tony Randall's character, Felix, is he's in a courtroom, and he's got a flip chart, and he's cross-examining a woman in court, which is, he's totally obnoxious and everything. But he says something that just to this day stuck in my mind, okay? So he's got this flip chart, and he's writing in big letters, A-S-S-U-M-E. And then he says, points at it, and he says, you should never assume, because when you assume, because he's scribbling on this, you make an ass out of you and me. Always stuck in my mind that the word spelled that way. I can think of no better way to try to remember this as one of the four agreements than to associate with this humorous moment, this funny breakdown of the word, assume. It's been etched in my mind for more than 20 years now. It serves as a playful yet important mental spanking, forgive the pun, to help me really stay spiritually disciplined, to keep remembering, don't make assumptions. It makes me laugh at myself and I move on. So I think of that little term. Anyway, so that's really all I have for you. Don't make assumptions is a pretty straightforward, it's a hard one, but it's a pretty straightforward agreement. And sounds good intellectually, right? It sounds good, all the stuff where I'm saying to you. But it really is something that takes practice. It's a new habit forming. And it doesn't happen after you just get it in your head. Oh, yeah, that's what I agree. That sounds good. And then you try it once. You've got to make a habit of it. So that's don't make assumptions. All right, so next time, the next program coming up on November 20th, we're going to cover that last one of the four agreements, always do your best. Another little tricky one, always do your best. All right, so before I sign off, let me thank you, dear listener. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you. And hey, please don't be shy about reaching out to me if you'd like. Angela.loeb, that's angeloeb.com. We'll take you to my About page. You can scroll down. You can click on the social media links to connect with me. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, G+, all that stuff. Or you can send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Maybe you can relate to me a time when you have made assumptions and it went awry. Or maybe you made assumptions or you didn't make assumptions and everything was good. Until next time, I hope you'll be well and keep shining like you're meant to.